content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Wilmington Magazine, Carrie Magazine, and Charlotte Magazine. Our first article today is from Wilmington Magazine, Always Evolving. After 15 years, Havana's Restaurant is still finding new ways to keep customers coming back, by Judy Royal. Havana's Restaurant in Carolina Beach has been in business for 15 years, an impressive milestone in a challenging industry, especially in an area where many eateries have come and gone. The owners and managers aren't resting on their laurels, however. They always seek ways to wow their customers, from longtime regulars to first-time visitors. It's amazing to see how much the restaurant has evolved and how many people's lives have been touched by dining here, operations manager Adele McMurtry says. We're here for everyone, and we value all our guests. We're going to execute at a high level, whether we're feeding 100 guests in November or 600 guests in July. One of the most notable changes at Havana's in recent months was the Memorial Day weekend opening of the new patio bar on the south side of the building. This space offers bar seating as well as some tables under a permanent covered structure. The intent is to bring the fine dining aspect of the indoors to the outdoors, McMurtry said. Our patio bar has really elevated our diner's experience, she says. We want our guests to be able to have everything they love about sitting outside and be able to take it in even more while under guaranteed shade. It's for those looking for more of an outside ocean breeze feel while providing the same polished professional experience you'd have inside. Seating at the patio bar is first come, first served, including the tables surrounding the area. The Havana's team will bring out fans to keep the breeze blowing on days when a little extra is welcome, and the original bar is still there for those who would prefer to be indoors. The new space is great for enjoying live music every Wednesday and Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., and is perfect for private events of about 20 to 30 seated guests. McMurtry says, adding that a group recently booked the patio bar for a 60th birthday celebration and had a blast. Havana's can handle private gatherings of up to 250 people, whether it is a special occasion or a business meeting. Numerous spaces inside and outside the historic cottage can be used separately or combined for groups of all sizes, and various menu options are available. We take pride in knowing that people trust us for these once-in-a-lifetime events, McMurtry says. People make memories here. Little details make all the difference. Havana's has also recently revamped its website and updated its food and drink menus. The food lineup keeps customer favorites from executive chef Alyssa Smith, such as CB Shrimp and Grits, and makes new additions, including steak toppers. Staff also listened to feedback to add more salads, sandwiches, and other non-egg dishes to Sunday brunch. The beefed-up beverage menu now has more craft beer options and bourbons, as well as a selection of mocktails and three non-alcoholic beers. McMurtry, who has been with Havana's since 2016, said one of the reasons the restaurant is so successful is because of its staff. She said investing in the entire team, not just management, pays off because they will in turn take care of the guests and keep them coming back. We're here to serve all, so come in to see the team that has a passion for hospitality, McMurtry says. Of course, the fun and festive atmosphere doesn't hurt either, she adds. There's definitely a large percentage of customers who say they just drove by or they were walking around and knew they had to come here. We just have that curb appeal. Havana's Restaurant is located at 1 North Lake Park Boulevard in Carolina Beach, and their website, HAVANASRESTAURANT.com. Our next article is from Carrie Magazine, a restaurant profile of Myra Cafe by David McCreary. On any given day, you drive by the stylish shops at Town Station near downtown Apex, you'll see a bustling eatery conveniently situated on the corner. It's not uncommon to find the large covered patio filled with patrons enjoying Asian street food, scratch-made sweet treats, and creative cocktails. The inside dining room hums with a mix of enthusiasm and contentment. Since opening in July of 2023, Myra Cafe has quickly established itself as a go-to spot for a satisfying full-service lunch or dinner. Food is cooked to order, but it emerges from the kitchen fast and arrives tableside steaming hot. The most fascinating feature of the dining room, filled with vibrant hued walls, exposed ceilings, and mostly four-top tables, is the assorted floating shelves containing small toy collectibles. Your eyes will be drawn to popular Disney characters, iconic comic book superheroes, anime action figures, and much more. The whimsical collection speaks to the cafe's unconventional vibe. Offbeat display items aside, soft-spoken executive chef Paul Shaipun manages to churn out flavorsome cuisine with grace and flair. We import our ingredients from my home country of Thailand because quality ingredients are even more important than the recipes we use, says Shaipun, who honed his culinary skills at a highly rated luxury hotel in Bangkok. The restaurant's menu features an appealing variety of small and large plate options, plus imaginative desserts and drinks. Servers are happy to provide clarification or guidance regarding the various dishes offered. Among the 8 available small plates, order the savory Korean-style banchan chicken wings or the refreshing som tum salad with shredded green papaya and carrots, grape tomatoes and cashews with a tangy lime dressing. When it comes to large plates, don't miss the star attraction red curry, inundated with bell peppers, bamboo shoots, and Thai basil leaves in a creamy red chili curry sauce. We use a large concentration of curry and people really enjoy it, Shaipun reveals. Also worth consideration, stir-fried drunken noodles with house chili paste, Fukuoka tonkatsu ramen featuring roasted pork belly, soft-boiled egg, bean sprouts, black wood ear mushroom and sweet corn, and roasted duck over ramen noodles brimming with bok choy, pickled radish, crispy shallots, and a sweet gravy sauce. Popular noodle dish pad thai contains bean sprouts, egg, chives, and chopped peanuts. Be advised, Myra Cafe's version tastes considerably sweeter than you would find elsewhere. For the pad thai, we use tamarind, which is both sweet and tangy, says Shaipun. Weekday lunch specials include a complimentary crispy vegetable spring roll for customers who dine in. Try the stir-fried cashew chicken with onions in a sweet and spicy roasted chili sauce, or the popular Myra box, which involves teriyaki-infused grilled salmon served alongside steamed rice, gyoza, which is a vegetable-filled dumpling, and a house salad. Vegetarian and vegan options such as pad see ew with broccoli, pineapple fried rice, and garlic-imbued crazy fire ramen are sure to please. A handful of dishes are available in gluten-free varieties. We strive to be health conscious and provide only the best quality food for our guests, says Shaipun, but we also provide delicious treats for those who enjoy dessert. After your meal, consider selecting one of the European-style homemade croissants strategically positioned behind a display up front. Whether you pick a pastry that's studded with almonds, filled with chocolate, or stuffed with whipped cream and seasonal berries, you will not be disappointed. Note, these delicacies are available Thursday through Sunday only, and while supply lasts. Additional dessert possibilities range from Thai sticky rice served warm with baked coconut custard to creme brulee. As for beverages, a variety of craft cocktails, mocktails, coffee drinks, and Thai iced tea provide plenty of opportunities. We highly recommend the Orange and Fig Manhattan, which comprises bourbon, Grand Marnier, sweet vermouth, bitters, and fig. Patio tables feature call buttons, so guests can summon servers when they need their glass refilled or the check at the end of the meal. Since there are almost 50 seats outside, this system helps us be more attentive to the needs of our guests, Chaipun says. Myra Cafe is open 7 days a week. See their website for hours. Reservations are available. And Myra Cafe is located at 76 Hunter Street in Apex, North Carolina. Their number, 919-267-4834. And the website, myracafeapex.com. And also from Carrie Magazine, Asali Cafe. Abundant brunch flavors await, by Jamie Nolan. Transport yourself to the Mediterranean with a visit to Asali Desserts and Cafe, where the aroma of freshly brewed coffee mingles with the scent of warm baked goods. The delightful array of flaky pastries and the delectable savory and sweet brunch fare will tempt your taste buds. Owners Hanadi Assad and Jamal Ali started their culinary journey making baked goods for friends and family, using recipes passed down by Ali's mother. As word spread beyond their inner circle, the couple decided to turn their hobby into a business. They created the moniker Asali by combining their last names, only later learning the serendipity of their choice. The portmanteau means sweet and honey in both Arabic and Persian. The cafe opened in 2019 with a menu of Mediterranean baked goods. We wanted to have savory fare from the beginning, Assad says, but COVID came and we had to pause. Once the pandemic subsided and the business returned to a state of normalcy, the owners decided to act on their dreams of expanding into savory offerings, with some prodding. The customers were constantly asking, Assad recalls. They opted to roll out the change quietly. We didn't advertise right away because we wanted to launch slowly to get our footing because of our space size. With their feet now on solid ground, Asali is ready to announce their expanded menu to the world. Notable brunch additions include culinary delights like beef goulash and kanafa French toast, a treat that is as pleasing to the eyes as it is to the palate. Every dish abounds with flavors and textures crafted with meticulous detail that reflects Assad and Ali's upbringing. Tradition melds with innovation in the diverse menu that features indulgent treats alongside fresh ingredients. Beyond baked goods, brunch fare includes everyday items such as hummus, labneh, za'atar pies, cheese pies, tabbouleh, fresh cucumbers, mint, etc., Assad says. These are staples at a Palestinian brunch table. The avocado plus salmon toast surprises the palate with its harmonious blend of toasted sourdough, paprika cream cheese, smoked salmon, and sliced avocado, all crowned with dill, sumac, and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Meanwhile, the turkey Cuban comprises toasted artisan ciabatta, layered with fig jam, green apples, microgreens, creamy brie, and succulent halal turkey. For a savory delight, the labneh toast beckons with toasted sourdough, cucumber, tomato, and Asali's signature homemade creamy yogurt spread, sprinkled with fragrant za'atar, a savory Middle Eastern spice blend. We want people to feel like they're on vacation, whether it's the Middle East or North Africa or maybe Europe, Assad says. A lot of people say that Asali reminds them of travel. We want to maintain that feeling. And with our brunch menu, we hope to introduce people to new flavors and keep that mindset of travel and ease. The owners invite patrons to savor their selections at their own pace. Sit down, take a minute, relax, and enjoy your food and drink. Asali Desserts and Cafe is located in McGregor Village, 107 Edinburgh Drive, in Cary. Their phone is 919-362-7882, and their website, asalivents.com. From Charlotte Magazine, The Wafflery. The Wafflery lets diners build breakfasts atop waffles, biscuits, and grits, by Taylor Buller. When Maddie's Diner reopened 2 years ago in Plaza Shamrock, customers clamored to the counter to order something hot off the grill. This location was bigger than the original chrome diner car that sat across from the Music Factory until its 2015 closing. But owner Matt King still didn't have enough space in the kitchen to prepare some of his most requested breakfast items, waffles and biscuits. It inspired the Wafflery, which he opened in the former White Duck Taco spot in the Belmont neighborhood in May. The fast casual restaurant specializes in waffles, biscuits, and grits, another blank canvas for creative breakfast fare, with signature items and build-your-own options. Like its sister restaurant, the Wafflery is unfussy and affordable, with nothing on the menu more than $18 before add-ons. The setup is a departure from the red leather booths and tabletop jukeboxes at Maddie's. The bright industrial space has concrete floors, bulb pendant lights, and a menu displayed on three flat-screen TVs above the register. Pops of orange and yellow dot the white interior and stimulate your appetite. Marigold accent walls, tangerine chairs, and honeycomb-colored plates make you hungry for golden waffles drenched in syrup as you inch closer to the counter. This is where the decision must be made. Choose your waffle. Choose from traditional golden, red velvet, pecan, chocolate chip, cornbread, or vegan, and dress it up with meats, toppings, and sauces. Proteins include fried chicken for $14, chopped bacon, $12, crab cake, $17, and eight others. Each waffle comes with two toppings. Add more for $1.50 each, so you can satisfy your sweet tooth with strawberries and whipped cream, or go savory with fried pickles or collard greens. The 10 sauces include hot honey, bacon jam, and spicy maple syrup. It's the same drill with biscuits. Fill them with hot fried chicken, $14, pot roast, $14, or vegan sausage, $13, and add your preferred toppings and sauces. If you're prone to decision fatigue, stick to the right side of the menu, where you'll find signature items like a crab cake Benedict biscuit for $17 and chicken and red velvet waffle, $16. Next, you'll find seven signature grit bowls. As any Southerner knows, grits are a vehicle for whatever you add to them, and the fried chicken grits bowl, $16, is a testament to that. The fried chicken, egg, crispy Brussels sprouts, grilled peppers and onions, and maple balsamic drizzle infuses the spicy jalapeno grits with smoky, savory, and sweet notes. If you want to taste their versatility, try the chocolate grits bowl, $14, located with chocolate, caramel, bananas, bacon crumbles, and peanut butter sauce. The Wafflery also has a $7 kids menu, like the build-your-own menu but with fewer options, and a midday munch lineup with a wrap, burger, and salad. The Waffle Wonders selection features over-the-top creations like the syrup stacker, $14, a heap of waffle-battered waffle fries layered with scrambled eggs, breakfast meats, cheddar, maple syrup, and powdered sugar. Once you've placed your order, take a number and grab your napkins, utensils, and drinks at the beverage station. Have a seat in the dining area or head outside to the covered patio and settle in at an orange picnic table with a sweet tea or iced latte. When your meal lands on your table, chances are good your plate will look different from everyone else's, and your server might even praise your unique flavor combinations. This is where King gets it right. Customers love options, but they don't always want to navigate a phone book size menu. Here you have control over your meal while the staff does the heavy lifting. Yet, somehow, you still get all the credit. The Wafflery is located at 1020 East 10th Street in Charlotte. Their phone is 704-910-0591. And their website, thewafflerync.com. Our next article is from Wilmington Magazine, Tequila's Waterfront. Three Brothers' Latest Venture Brings Authentic Mexican Cuisine Downtown, by Judy Royal. The Villa Señor family, who came to Wilmington in the late 90s from Degollado, Jalisco, a small village on the Pacific coast of Mexico, have come a long way since their first foray into bringing authentic Mexican food to the port city 22 years ago. Their Los Portales supermarket first opened in 2002 in the University Square Shopping Center, later moving to its current standalone location at 912 South Carr Avenue. Since then, the three brothers, Fernando, Miguel Angel, and Ramon, have opened three Taqueria Los Portales locations and two tequila, comida, and cantina restaurants, including the newest one along downtown Wilmington's riverfront, which launched in January at 14 Harnett Street. The owner of Marina Grill came to us and was interested in investing, Ramon says. That space was empty for many years. He liked our food and style, and that's how we ended up in that spot. Tequila's Waterfront offers the same menu as the original Monkey Junction location, which opened in 2018. Ramon, who completed the culinary arts program at Cape Fear Community College in 2014, is the chef for all the restaurants and strives to bring something different to the local culinary scene. Mexico has a variety of cuisine, he says. We have plates from all over Mexico. I love to do salsas and sauces. I love the peppers and how they all blend together. It doesn't have to be hot. We can make a lot of things with those peppers and bring a lot of flavor into a dish. Anybody can cook chicken or steak, but it's hard to make a good sauce to go with it, and I think I'm good at it. Ramon says the tourist-heavy customer base of Tequila's Waterfront brings in adventurous diners who are willing to try new things. Among the most popular dishes at the restaurant are octopus, ceviche, quesadilla, mole poblano, and chile relleno, he says. The seating capacity at Tequila's Waterfront is more than double that of the Monkey Junction restaurant, and there is also a tequila lounge on the second floor of the space. The restaurant offers tequila flights daily, as well as monthly ticketed tequila pairing dinners that feature dishes not found on the regular menu. The west-facing orientation and riverfront patio offer the perfect point for sunset views. It's always busy, Ramon says. There's always something going on downtown. Every weekend is something new and different. While the new venture is keeping the brothers busier than ever, Ramon is also finding ways to keep things fresh and exciting at the Monkey Junction location. He recently rolled out a new brunch menu available there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, featuring items such as chilaquiles, huevos rancheros, a cochinita pibil grilled cheese sandwich, and brunch cocktails including Bloody Marys and six kinds of mimosas. In addition, there are plans to add two more Los Portales supermarket locations in Wilmington within the next year. This is driven by the trend of people wanting to do more cooking at home with Mexican, Central, and South American ingredients that were previously difficult to find. We find that people from all over come in and get our product, Ramon says. These are things you can't get at a traditional store. We grow because we listen to our customers and what they need, and we bring it to them. The brothers, whose dad had a taco stand in Mexico when they were growing up, have used each new business venture as a bridge to something new. The supermarket paved the way for the first Taqueria Los Portales, which offers a modestly sized menu of Mexican street food and a salsa bar in a small, quick, and casual atmosphere. After success with this, they decided to expand their offerings with the full-service experience of Tequila, Comida, and Cantina, which has a more relaxed vibe and an extensive menu that includes craft cocktails. And now they have extended that concept to the larger Tequila's waterfront space. This constant evolution has been challenging yet satisfying, Ramon says. We step up and manage it and grow from it, he says. Once you have a good team and you take care of them, it's easy when you have their support. And their customers are also an integral part of the equation. Without them, we are nothing. And we learn from them to get better, Ramon says. We are open to feedback, which makes us grow and think differently. Anything good or bad, we take it for the best. Tequila's waterfront is at 14 Harnett Street in Wilmington. Their phone, 910-408-4805. And the website, TEQUILASWATERFRONT.com. And finally, from Carrie Magazine by Jamie Nolan, on-trend fondue. Some 70s food trends should stay in the past, but the customizable, social experience of fondue deserves a comeback. Embracing her passion for creating incredible cheese experiences, Aya Dorsey, the owner of Meat and Gray's charcuterie company in Boxyard RTP, provides a relaxed, retro experience we can't wait to dip into. For us, there is nothing like a cool fall night at Boxyard with the smell of nutty, aromatic cheese scents floating through the pavilion, she says. At cozy tables aglow with fondue burners, fondue nights at Meat and Gray's offer more than just a meal. They provide a sensory journey. Like all of our offerings, our driving force is community. We pride ourselves on bringing people together to commune over delicious food and build lasting memories. Whether you fancy sweet or savory flavors, each dip will delight your taste buds. Our savory fondue is a blend of hand-shredded Comté and Gruyère, accompanied by baguette, Italian salami and prosciutto, cornichons, salted tomatoes, and an arugula salad tossed in our house-made antipasti dressing, finished with Parmigiano Reggiano. And is there anything better than melted cheese? Maybe melted chocolate. The sweet fondue is a rich dark chocolate and vanilla blend topped with coarse sea salt. We provide fun dippers like Rice Krispie treats from our neighbors at Buzzy Bakes, dried oranges, butter waffle cookie crumbles, strawberries, and aged cheddar. It's a delicious combination. In addition to dedicated fondue nights in the fall and winter months, fondue is available for walk-ins Tuesday through Saturday until 6 p.m. Find more information at their website, meatandgrays.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a great day.